Good morning.
早安。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I can have a taste of the Seattle liquid sunshine.
我可以在这里尝一下西雅图这颗多云时晴的阳光。
We are considering moving to Seattle.
我们在考虑来搬到这里。
But only for the last 2 days.
但只来这两天。
Because, it's just a wonderful community and, I think this place is full of God's love.
实在是一个很好的环境，我想在这里真是蛮有神的爱。
我们 in the beginning, can we read a few passage?
我想一开始我们可好不好读一些圣经。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Ecclesiastes.
Ecclesiastes. 传道书第三章。传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Please hear I read.
是传道书第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 1 to 4.
第一节到第四节。
There is a time for everything.
凡事都有定期。
And a season for every activity under heaven.
天下万物都有定时。
A time to be born and a time to die.
生有时，死有时。
A time to plant and a time to uproot.
栽种有时，拔出所栽种的也有时。
A time to kill and a time to heal.
杀戮有时，医治有时。
A time to tear down and a time to build.
拆毁有时，建造有时。
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
哭有时，笑有时。
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
哀痛有时，跳舞有时。
Now we read in verse 8.
我们现在同一章第八节。
A time to love and a time to hate.
喜爱有时，恨恶有时。
A time for war and a time for peace.
征战有时，和好有时。
Verse 9.
第九节。
What does the worker gain from his toil?
这样看来，做事的人在他的劳碌上有什么益处呢？
I've seen the burden God has laid on man.
我见神叫世人劳苦。
He has made everything beautiful in its time.
神造万物各按其时成为美好。
And he has also set eternity in the heart of man.
又将永生安置在世人心里。
Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
然而神从始至终的作为人不能参透。
So this morning we want to start out talking about something called time.
今天早晨我们想要交通一下这件时间这件事情。
We are all creature of time.
我们都是在时间底下活着的。
We are locked in this so-called time.
我好像聚集在这时间这个范围里。
I have two alarm clock.
我有两个闹钟。
Because I have to be at my office on time.
因为我必须要准时的来到我的办公室。
Because my wife told me I have to be in time.
因为我的妻子告诉我要及时。
So when I was really tired, then I turn off the first alarm and then I wait for the second alarm.
因为当我早上还很疲倦的时候，我会把第一个闹钟先关掉，然后等第二个闹钟响。
And it's like our brother Godwin said, now we're getting a little older.
好，正如我们刚才孙弟兄说的，我们现在都渐渐年长。
Now I need a third alarm.
我现在需要第三个闹钟。
Which is my wife, her elbow.
也就是我的妻子，她的手肘会来撞我。
So we are a creature of time.
我想我们都是时间底下的活着的。
So it's really nice to see a lot of young faces.
实在是看到很多年轻的脸孔，我觉得很高兴。
And there's only a few of you have white hair.
也许你们当中只有少数人有白头发。
Who is under 20 here? Can I see your hand?
在这里谁是20岁以下的，可不可以举个手？
Okay. So, you. Good. So let me ask you, When you think about time, what came into your mind?
那我问你这个问题，当你想到时间的时候，你心里想什么呢？请回答。他说，他回答说，我还有很多时间。
I think so too. I agree.
我同意。
I used to think that way.
因为我年轻的时候也这样想。
How about, Sister Amy?
我们建德姊妹呢
?When you think of time, what do you think of?
当你想到时间你想到什么
太快了。
Yeah, time flies away.
So young people think we have a lot of time, old people think we don't have a lot of time.
所以我们看见年轻人觉得我们时间很多但是年长会觉得我们时间不多了。
So time is something that we have to think about it.
所以我们是应该思想一下这时间这个东西。
Now there's good time, there's bad time.
当我们有活得顺利的时候有顺利的时间有不顺利的时间。
So we all want to have a good time.
我们都想要有顺利的时候。
But nevertheless, good time always come.
Come. 但是好的顺利的时候会来到。
不一定来到。
哦、不一定来到。
The passage we just read, it talks about that there's a time to born, a time to die.
当然我们刚才读到经文那里讲说生有时死有时。
A time to plant, a time to uproot.
栽种有时拔出所栽种的也有时。
I've been in practice over 40 years now.
我行医已经有40多年了。
So I've been planting my practice 40 years ago.
所以我在40多年前实在把我这个行医这个种子摘下去。
And now people been asking me, when are you retiring?
现在人们就问我说你什么时候要退休呢
And then I said, you mean when am I uprooting?
You've been
拔起来。
被拔起来。对。你现在被拔起来了。
There's a time to kill, a time to heal.
杀戮有时医治有时对。
Well, how many times? So I've got to be very careful because my wife is here.
我现在必须非常小心，因为我的妻子在这里。
But by the grace of God, we have a great marriage.
但是是的，借着神的恩典，我们的婚姻非常的好。
But there's still little moments we maybe want to kill each other.
但似乎生活中有些时候，我们好像要彼此要杀戮。
Because we are still flesh and blood.
因为我们仍然是有时候活在血气里面。
A time to weep, a time to laugh.
有哭泣有时，欢笑有时。
A time to tear down, a time to build.
拆毁有时，建造有时。
It said here, there's a time for everything. A season for every activities.
这里讲到说凡事都有定时天下万物都有定时
Things happen in our life, they come and go.
我们在生命中所发生的事来了来来去去
Summer nice and warm, but it doesn't stay, doesn't last.
有些事非常是好的事情但是好像他们没办法存到永远
There will be a time winter will come and you have to put your jacket on.
所以说冬天来了我们必须要穿大衣
There's a season for everything.
因为天下万物都有定时。
The season will end, there will be another season.
这个季节结束了，另外季节又开始了。
When God created in the first seven days, the heaven and earth,
当神在起初这七天之内创造天地的时候
On the fourth day, God created a greater light and a lesser light.
在第四天的时候神造了大光也造了 小的光
The greater light is to govern the day
大光 管白昼
And the lesser light is to govern the night
小的光管黑夜
And God said he gave us time and season
而神也告诉我们他把时间和季节赐给我们
So ever since man is locked in time
所以从那时候开始人就活在时间底下
And all things are created under time
而所有的时间都在时间底下被创造出来。
When God created something, He have a purpose.
当神创造东西的时候，他是有一个旨意的。
God did not create something without a purpose.
神不会说毫无旨意的创造任何事情。
So what is the purpose that God put us in time?
所以神把我们放在时间里面有什么旨意呢？
God wants us to learn that there is mortality, there's life and death.
因为神要我们知道在这里会有死亡，有生有死。
No matter how great the dynasty was your past.
不管这个朝代如何的辉煌也会过去。
And no matter how successful you are, there will, that season will be over.
所以不论你是如何的成功，但是那个时间那个成功的时间会结束。
Steve Jobs,
贾伯斯
the CEO founder of Apple,
苹果公司的总裁和创办人。
He passed away at 56.
他56岁的时候就过去了。
And he said,I want to put a dent in the universe.
因为他说他想要在宇宙中放一个 dent,
一个
房
点，
房一个污点，
一个 dent
啊，水坝不是，痕迹哦，他想要在宇宙中留下一点痕，留下一点这个痕迹。
是是 ，He did.
是的，他做到了。
But I was surprised for, with his wealth. He passed away at 56. He can best get the best doctor and medical care.
但我那时候想说，就着他自己的财富而言，他在56岁那时候应该可以找到最好的医生。
In time, God want us to know that life and death will come.
但是在时间里面，神要我们明白生和死是会来到的。
In time, God also wants us to know that there's a time of chaos.
所以在时间里面，神也要我们知道，在这世界会有混乱。
There's a time that we feel helpless.
所以有时候我们会觉得非常无助。
In the time when there's a hurricane,
这是会有飓风的时候。
When the time there's fire,
会有着火的时候。
We become helpless.
那时候我们是无助的。
And God reminds us that He is still in control.
但是神提醒我们，他仍然掌权。
When my second child, when she was 6 months pregnant at the time by my wife.
我第二个孩子是女儿，她当她在她妈妈腹中还六个月的时候。
And after there was one day we did a lot of walking.
有一天呢，我们散步了很长时间。
And it was on a Saturday.
那时候是星期六。
And later on that evening, we thought that, you know, my wife would lose our child.
那天晚上呢，我们感觉到好像我的妻子会流产。
So we called the doctor.
所以我们就打电话给医生。
And the doctor said, well, there's nothing we can do.
那医生说我们没办法做什么。
He said, maybe have your wife drink a glass of wine.
所以医生反而建议说也许你的妻子可以喝一杯酒。
And then finally he said, well, maybe you should pray.
那医生也说哦，也许你们可以祷告。
So within a minute, I was on my knee and pray.
所以就听到这句话的时候，马上的我就跪下来祷告。
I was praying in another room.
我在另外房间里面祷告。
And after I pray,
我祷告之后
I went back to the room.
我回到另外一个房间。
Everything was okay.
凡事都顺利了。
There's a time that we feel helpless.
是的，有时候我们会有无助无望的时候。
There's a time we feel we're out of control.
有时候我们觉得我们毫无能力。
But God is still in control.
但是神仍然在掌权。
When I was in second grade,
当我小学二年级的时候
，my English teacher taught me English grammar.
我的教英语的老师教我英文的文法。
There's present tense, there's past tense, and future tense.
他是讲到说现在是、过去式和未来式。
And I learned that there's eternal past, present, and eternal future.
那我也学到说有所谓的永远的过去式跟永远的未来式。
So time, yes, we live in the present.
是的，我们是活在当下。
But there is a future time.
但是在未来有时间。
In time, we also learn something about evil.
我们在实践里面也知道有恶事。
Back in the 60s in high school,
那时候在1960年高中的时候
the biggest problem in high school at that time they're facing is foul language, bubble gum, and short skirts for the girls.
那时候高中面临高中学生的有三个问题，一个是脏话，口香糖和迷你裙。
And 40 years later,
那40年之后呢
？What are we concerned？
我们现在所担心的是什么呢
？Guns, violence, drugs, teenage pregnancy。
那现在我们担心的是枪支的问题、暴力的问题、青少年怀孕的问题。
And all this shooting happening in United States。
在美国地区所发生的各样的枪击事件
，and different part of the world，
在世界各处
，all this killing in high school，
在很多地方有发生，在高中学校里面发生的枪击杀人事件
，the newspaper describe is we are in an age of senseless， these things should not have happened。
那新闻媒体上讲说，我们现在处在的时代是好像毫无感情的时代，这是不应该这样发生。
So in time, we also learn something about sin.
在时间的范围以前，我们也学到一件事，就是罪这个问题。
You see, there's many broken family.
我们看见很多家庭破碎了。
And people should love each other in the family.
在家庭中，人们应该彼此相爱。
But you see how people were so self-absorbed, and then they can't have harmony with each other.
那我们发现人是如此的自我，以至于他们无法和别人和睦相处。
I still remember when I was 12 years old.
我还记得当我12岁的时候
，my father was not very loyal at the time.
我父亲那时候对我母亲并不忠实。
I still remember hearing my parents fighting at 12 o'clock at night.
我还记得说我父母亲在午夜的时候在吵架。
I still remember my mother packing her luggage.
我还记得我母亲那时候准备打包。
Life shows us that there is sin in our life.
因为我们的生活里面告诉我们这里面有罪。
It tells us about that sinful nature that we have.
它告诉我们我们人的本性的罪的性质。
We also learn about time is fleeting.
我们也学习到时间实在飞逝而去。
Man, human, we are so small.
因为作为人而言我们实在非常渺小。
We are insignificant. We're like a dust.
我们好像
in the universe,
我们在宇宙中好像尘土那样微不足道。
So the purpose of time is so that we can find the true purpose why we exist.
所以时间的真实的意思其实要让我们知道我们为何要活着。
There's an inscription on one of the tombstone.
在墓碑上曾经看过这样的说法文句。
And it's from an elderly gentleman.
是一个年长的老人。
The inscription said, I left this world without knowing why I came into this world.
那个墓碑的碑文上写的说，我离开这世界的时候，却不知道我为什么来到这世界。
The purpose of time is so that we can find eternity in our life.
时间的目的事实上要我们能够寻找到永远。
The passage we read earlier,
我们刚刚读的经文
,He said that God has also set eternity in the heart of man.
因为那里讲到说神把永生安置在世人心里。
Some of you may say that what is eternity?
也许有人会问说永远是什么。
Or you may say, I really don't know what eternity is.
或者说你说我实在不知道永远是什么。
In the Bible, the word eternity can also translate to eternal life.
在圣经里面永远也可以翻译成永生。
When God first created man,
当神创造第一个人的时候，
He deposited a spirit in every man and woman.
他是把这个灵放在那个男人和女人里面。
And let me point out that only man, only us here have a spirit.
让我要指出这一点，只有人有灵。
Cat and dog doesn't have a spirit.
猫和狗是没有灵的。
That's why you can see that you never see a cat and dog worship an idol.
这是为什么你会看见说猫和狗他们没有这种敬拜偶像这种行为。
So we have a sense of who God is because of the Spirit.
因着灵我们大概有这个感觉神是谁。
Now you may say, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God.
或许你会说、哦、我是无神论者我不信神。
Or you may say that, I don't believe in God.
或者说你说我不信神。
Just the fact that you can think about something about God.
但是就这个事实来看，你会就从这件事情看，你会说这个神这个字。
And this is what the Spirit in us is prompting you.
这正是住在我们的灵在那边来告诉你的。
But when our forefather sinned and fall away,
但是当我们的先祖犯罪离开之后，
the Spirit in our life become dull.
那我们的灵就萎缩了。
It become unfunctioning.
我们的灵就无法再有功能了。
We cannot communicate with God.
它无法和神有这样的交通了。
But still, that spirit, there's still a sense of where is God? Who is God? Is there a God?
但是那种感觉说神在哪里？神是谁？有神吗？那感觉还在。
When we live in time,
当我们活在时间里的时候
,God,want us to consider our eternity.
神要我们思想永远这个问题。
Without eternity,
没有永远。
We'll be nothing no better than a cat or a dog.
我们并不比猫和狗高明多少了。
We'll just go through life, we raise children, and sometimes we eat a good meal like the dog does, or cat does, and then we will disappear.
那如果没有这永远的话，我们好像这一生就是这样子就没有意义。我们也许有生养儿女，有吃美餐，但是这样就过去了。
So let me clarify a bit.
让我在这里稍微要讲明一点。
So when God created man,
当神造人的时候
，So every one of us has a body, a physical body.
我们每个人都有一个这个肉身的身体。
We have a soul or a mind.
我们也有魂，也就是我们的心智。
And we also have a spirit.
我们也有灵。
Our body is our physical body.
我们的身体是物质的身体。
There was a picture of two old men chatting on a bench.
有一幅图画讲到两位老人在坐在椅子上这样聊天。
One of the older gentlemen said, you know, today I really feel old. My joints hurt everywhere.
那有一个人就说、哦、我今天实在觉得我老了，因为我的关节都非常疼痛，今天都非常疼痛。
The other old man said, you know what? I feel really young today.
那另外老人却说、哦、你知道吗？我今天觉得我很年轻。
In fact, I feel like a newborn baby.
因为事实上我好像一个觉得我是刚刚生下来的婴儿一样。
So the first old man said,How so?
那第一个老人就问他说、欸、你怎么为什么是什么情况呢
?And the second old man said, well, I don't have any hair, I don't have any teeth. In fact, I just wet my pants.
那第二个老人这样回答说、哦、你看我已经 头上没有头发，然后我也没有任何牙齿，事实上我刚刚还尿失禁。
This does describe our body, our aging.
这真是描述我们身体会老化。
We have a soul and a mind, an emotion.
我们有魂，我们有心里的感觉。
We feel happy, we feel sad.
我们会感觉高兴，我会感觉悲伤。
Some of you maybe you fall in love right now, you feel love.
所以有些人也现在正在恋爱当中，你觉得有爱的感觉。
There was a time I felt lost. I was looking for a job.
有时候我觉得有一阵时间我觉得非常迷惘，因为我正在寻找工作。
There's time you feel hopeful because you find a good job.
那有时候你会觉得非常有盼望，因为你有工作了。
And there's time you feel discouraged.
那有时候你会觉得非常失望。
There's time you're happy.
有时候你高兴。
There's time you're sad.
有时候你悲伤。
This is what our emotion, the function of our soul, our mind, our emotion.
这就是我们魂的功能，我们有这些情感上的感觉。
When I first got married, someone gave me a very good advice.
当我结婚的时候呢，有人给我一个非常好的非常好的忠告。
He said, Ken, if you want a happy life,
他说 Ken, 你想要生活过得很好。
He said, a happy wife, a happy life.
他就是说你的妻子高兴的话你的生活就会好。
So this is our emotion, our soul, the function of our soul.
这是我们魂的功能是我们的情感。
But we have that spirit.
但是我们人还有灵。
To know God.
这个灵是来认识神的。
To communicate with God.
和神沟通的。
And that's the purpose God places in time.
这是为什么神把我们放在时间里面。
When our body die,
当我们的身体过去的时候
,our spirit continue to live.
但我们的灵仍然活着的。
You either live eternally in heaven or eternally in hell.
你不是永远的活在天上就是永远的活在地狱里面。
So this is a very serious question.
所以这是一个非常严肃的问题。
How would you like to spend eternity?
你要怎样过这个永生?
In heaven or in hell?
是在天上呢还是在地狱?
My burden today is I'm not here to try to preach anything to you.
我今天在这里负担并不是要向你讲什么道。
This is just such an important question, an important part of our life that we all want a good life here, butEternity is such so important to us.
是的，我们都想要过一个好的生活，但我们也要注意到，永远是一个非常重要的问题。
How to have eternal life?
我们要怎样得着这永生呢
？How to have eternity?
我们怎么样得着这永远呢
？In John chapter 3 verse 16.
在约翰福音三章十六节
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
So what is the world? Who is the world?
世人是谁?
Every one of us here.
是我们当中在座的所有的每一个人。
So every person in this world ever live.
凡是曾经活在这世上的,现在活着的。
But when God examined every one of us,
当神来审查我们每一个人的时候,
He looked at what you have done.
他就看我们曾经做过什么事。
He also look at things you have done hiddenly.
他也看你在暗中所做的事。
He look at the wickedness in our heart.
他看我们内心里面有什么邪恶没有。
The greed in our heart.
在我们内心中有什么贪心。
The falsehood that we put on the outside.
和我们在外表所装出来的虚假。
God see every part, the inside of us, the heart of us.
因为神看到我们每一部分，包括我们内心的深处。
So the word world represent every one of us, and God look at every one of us as a sinner.
所以世人就是包括我们每一个人，而神看我们的时候，我们是罪人。
Not just what we have done, but our sinful nature.
并不只看我们已经做了什么，而是我们这个罪的本性。
The Bible makes a very astonished statement. It said that there's no one righteous.
因为在圣经上讲了一句话是非常叫人惊奇的，就是没有一人。
Not even one.
连一个也没有。
Because God looked at our heart.
因为神是看我们的内心。
So what is sin?
所以罪是什么?
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a sinner?
我现在想问诸位一个问题，你是罪人吗？
The Bible said greed is a sin.
因为圣经上说贪心是罪。
I know Amazon is a big corporation in the Seattle area.
我知道亚马逊在西雅图地区是一个很大的公司。
And honestly, I enjoy shopping on Amazon.
我要诚实的说，是的，我在 Amazon 网上购物非常的高，非常的开心。
But I have to be very careful because a lot of time is those of the things I don't really need.
但我也要非常的谨慎，因为很多时候那些东西是我不需要用的。
And that's greed.
这是贪心。
I still remember growing up, we have a classmate that he used to wear really nice clothes, like tailor-made school uniform.
我还记得当我们我在成长的时候，有一个学校里面的同学呢，他常常穿着非常的体面，他的衣服都是裁缝师做的。
And you know, we sort of feel like, how come we don't have the same thing he does?
那时候我在想说，为什么我不能像他一样呢？
And that was during the time that their skateboard. This is back in the mid-60s.
那是在60年代中期呢，那是很流行的滑板。
So for us coming from a poor family, we make our own skateboard.
所以我来自一个比较贫穷家庭，所以我是自己做那滑板。
So we cut the wood and then we go to the hardware store, we get the wheels and then we put it on.
所以我们是自己锯了一块木板，然后到一个五金店里面装上轮子。
And you know, so and then, but this other boy with the nice clothes.
但那个穿着很体面那个男孩。
So one day he came to school with a really fancy skateboard.
所以有一天他带着一个非常华丽的一个滑板来到学校。
It has all this art work on the skateboard.
因为在那个滑板上呢，有那很美丽的图案。
And the wheel was so smooth.
他的轮子也是非常的平顺。
And we kind of felt, we don't like him.
那时候我们这些穷小子就说，我不喜欢他。
And then on a Monday morning,
那星期一早上的时候，
he came to school.
他来到学校。
And he's all scratched up.
他好像受了很多伤。
He must have about 20 bandages over his face, his arm and his legs.
他可能从脸到手到脚总共有20多个这个绷带。
And I have to confess to you, I kind of feel happy inside.
我想我必须要向各位承认，我那时候实在好像心里觉得非常的高兴。
You know, that's the first time I recognized that jealousy in my heart.
知道吗？那时候是我第一次发现在我内心深处有嫉妒。
When God look at us,
当神看我们的时候，
He looked at our sinful nature.
他是看到了我们的罪的本性。
The Bible said that the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经上说，罪的工价乃是死。
The punishment for sinners in the Bible said is eternity in hell.
因为圣经上告诉我们说，罪人的刑罚呢，就是永远在地狱里面。
By the end, the spirit's eternal punishment will be in hell, perish for those who are sinners.
因为对罪人而言，他们的刑罚就是永远在地狱里面沉沦。
And sin is what separates us from God.
而罪正是那叫我们与神隔离的。这个隔离的原因。
Because God is a righteous God.
因为神是公义的神。
A sinner cannot come to God.
而罪人是不能靠近神。
But thanks to God, but God so loved the world.
但是感谢神，因为他爱世人。
He loved every one of us.
他爱我们每一个人。
He loved every sinner in this world.
他爱世上每一个罪人。
He gave his son, Jesus.
他把他的儿子耶稣赐给世人。
The Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And he took on the flesh.
他成了人肉身的样式。
Jesus is sinless inside and outside.
主耶稣基督他是完完全全没有罪的。
And he came and he proclaimed the message from God.
他传神的信息。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
Jesus also proclaimed the righteous requirement by God.
主耶稣基督也传神对公义的要求。
Only a sinless person can come to God.
只有没有罪的人可以来到神面前。
And because none of us can fulfill that.
当然我们没有一个人能够达到那样的光景。
And that's why our Lord Jesus came, proclaimed, and at the very end he was crucified on the cross.
但是为什么我们主耶稣基督他来传这样的福音，到了末了他在十字架上舍命。
On the cross, he took away the sin, the penalty of our sin on himself.
因为在十字架上他把罪的刑罚担在他自己身上。
He was buried for three nights.
他曾在被埋葬三日。
He was resurrected.
后来他复活了。
And that demonstrated he is the Son of God.
他显明了他是神的儿子。
And he also demonstrated he has power over death.
他也显明了他有能够胜过死亡的力量。
John 3:16 he said, whoever believed in him,
约翰福音三章十六节讲到说，凡信他的
，Every one of us here can believe.
我们每一个人在这里都可以来信他。
Whether you come from Hong Kong or China or Taiwan,
不论是香港、中国或是台湾
，or you came from Europe or you came from any part of the world,
或是你是来从欧洲来，或是世界上任何一个角落来的
，whatever your cultural background,
不论你的文化背景是什么。
The word whoever is so encompassing.
因为这个字说一切信他的是包罗万象包罗万有的。
You may think that you are the worst sinner.
也许你会觉得你是一个很最难办的罪人。
You may think that you have done something so horrible in your life.
也许你会觉得你在你的生命里面做过非常可怕的事。
The Bible said whoever believe.
但圣经上说叫一切信他的。
All you need to do is to believe.
因为你需要所做的就是信。
Whoever believe will have eternal life.
凡是信的就有永远的生命。
But how do we believe?
但我们怎么信呢？
You have to be humble.
我们必须要谦卑。
When we come before God,
当我们来到神面前的时候，
we have to admit that we are a sinner.
我们要向神承认说我们是罪人。
We admit that by our own way we cannot find happiness, joy, eternity in our life.
我们要承认说靠着我们自己的力量我们不可能找到喜乐我们不可能找到永远的生命。
You have to repent.
我们必须要悔改。
To repent is to turn away from where you're going and go back toward God.
所谓悔改就是你要从你所行的路上转回回头回到神那边
and accept Jesus as your savior
而接受主耶稣做你的救主
by accepting that your sin will be forgiven
因为接受你的罪就会得赦免
and the sin barrier between you and God will be removed
而你和神之间那个罪的那道障碍呢就会被除去
Why is the cross so important?
十字架为什么是如此重要呢?
Why Jesus has to die on the cross?
为什么耶稣要在十字架上舍命呢?
Because God so loved the world.
这是因为神爱世人。
But because none of us is qualified in order to come to God because of our sin.
但是我们每个人因为罪的缘故我们没有这个条件来到神面前
So that's why when Jesus died on the cross is to carry the burden the punishment of sin for us
所以耶稣在十字架上受死是把我们的罪来担负起来
On the cross
在十字架上
The perfect love of God is demonstrated
神那完全的爱就显明出来了
And the perfect justice of God is fulfilled.
神那完全的公义也被也成就了。
Because God cannot just say to forgive sin without a punishment.
因为神不能就这样说，你的罪得赦免而没有任何的刑罚。
But praise the Lord.
但我们赞美主。
Thanks to what Jesus did on the cross.
我们感谢主在十字架上所成就的。
He took our sin away.
因为他把我们的罪拿去了。
We have a choice today.
我们今天有一个选择。
Eternal life by accepting Jesus as our Savior.
接着接受主耶稣做我们的救主，得到永远的生命。
And if we not, we will be eternity in hell.
但是我们如果不这样做的话，我们就会永远的沉沦在地狱里面。
The verse we read earlier meticulously used the word, He gave.His only begotten son.
我们刚才读的这一节经文，他特别讲到说，将他的独生子赐给他们。
The word gave have a very special meaning.
这个字赐给有非常特别的意思。
It is like a gift.
因为这里是讲到好像一个礼物一样。
Because we cannot save ourselves.
因为我们不能救自己。
We cannot earn our way to heaven.
我们不可能靠着我们自己能够赚到任何的方式来进入天堂。
The Bible said that our righteousness is like a filthy rag.
因为圣经上讲的是说，我们个人所行的义不过是破烂的衣服。
It's like a dirty rag.
好像是很污秽的衣服。
Have you ever tried to clean a window with a dirty cloth?
你是不是曾经试过用脏的衣服来擦玻璃？
The more you clean, the dirtier it gets.
因为你越这样擦，那玻璃越来越脏。
But throughout generation, men try to find eternity with their own righteousness.
因为从人有人以来，人就时常想要靠着自己力量找到永生。
If I ask some friends, how do you think you can go to heaven?
如果我问一些朋友说，你觉得你要怎么样能够上天堂呢？
Many will say, be a good person.
很多人会这样回答说，哦，我要做好人。
They all have their own way.
他们都想到自己的做好人的方法。
They all have their own cultural religion.
他们有他们自己的文化背景上的一些宗教。
Some may say that, well, I'll just try to be better than the other people.
也许有人会说，哦，我只要比其他人好就可以了。
And some may even come up with their own philosophy.
那也有人想到他们自己的一些哲学。
Oh, say God is love, He will forgive us at the end.
所以他们会也许会这么说，哦，神是爱，那就到最后他一定会赦免我们。
And some would say that by my own deed, I would gain merit in heaven.
那也许有人会这样说，我会自己积很多功德，我可以进天堂。
But the Bible said that doing good is our normal duty as a human being.
但事实上圣经上告诉我们说，事实上行善是我们人本应该做的。
So, many people think by what they do, they can be a good person.
那很多人这样觉得说，借着他们的所做的，他们可以做好人。
But the Bible told us that none of us can do that.
但圣经上告诉我们说，我们没有一个人能够这样行。
Because of the sinful nature in our life.
因为我们天然的罪的性质叫我们无法这样行。
The word righteousness.
这个字公义。
What that means is, it's like in a court, in a courtroom.
这是讲的话说，比如在一个法庭里面。
When you and I come in front of a judge,
当你我来到法官面前的时候
when this judge examined you,
当这法官审问我们的时候
at the end he said, you're not guilty.
然后审问完之后他会说、哦、你无罪。
That's the word righteous mean.
这个你无罪就是这个公义这个字的意思。
But if you're guilty,
但如果你有罪
you'll be punished.
那就会有刑罚。
So when God examined us,
所以当神审视我们的时候
He looked at the inside of every one of us.
他是看我们的每一个人内心。
That will determine your eternity.
那个审问就会决定我们的永远的去处。
Let me say just a few words about eternity or eternal life.
让我再来花几句话来讲永远或是永生。
When you accept Jesus as your Savior,
当你接受主耶稣基督做你的救主
,When your sin are forgiven,
当你的罪得赦免的时候
,Eternal life begin at that moment.
在那个时候永远永生就开始了。
And that eternal life will continue to live until even after your body death.
那个永远的生命会这样一直活着，甚至你的肉身死了之后。
And your spirit will be in heaven.
而你的灵就会在天上。
Eternal life is something that far beyond what we can describe.
永生是超过我们所能描述的。
You will have peace.
你会有平安。
And this is a peace that the world cannot give you.
这个平安是这世上人不能给你的。
You will have peace because the burden of your sin has been removed.
你会有这样的平安，因为你这个罪的重担已经被拿去了。
You will have peace because you feel the guidance of God step by step in your life.
你会有平安，因为在你生命里面、生活里面，你会发现神一步一步在带领你。
You will never be in darkness again.
你永不会在黑暗里面。
You'll never be lost.
你不会再迷路。
And you also have peace because the Bible describes you will have a glorious hope.
而你也会有平安，因为圣经上讲到说你会有荣耀的盼望。
In eternity.
是在永远里面。
You'll be living.In the presence of God.
你那时候会在神的同在里。
There's no more tear.
没有眼泪。
There's no more pain.
没有痛苦。
There's no more suffering.
没有在任何的受苦。
So many times when myself going through trials.
很多时候当我个人在经历试炼的时候。
Because in this world, there's still seasons of trials.
因为在这世上是有受苦的时候。
But the peace coming from knowing Jesus as my Savior and knowing that in eternity will be so wonderful, carry me through.
但是知道主耶稣基督是我的救主，知道我有永远的生命，那就带着我过了这些试炼。
And in the eternal life, you will also have joy.
那在永远的生命里面，你也会有喜乐。
Joy is different than happiness.
喜乐和快乐有点不同。
The word happiness came from the word happen.
这个快乐这个字原文的是从那个发生这个字根出来的。
So whatever happened, you may be happy.
所以要有事情发生会叫你快乐。
And that's only temporary.
那这只是暂时的。
That's conditional.
这是有条件的。
That's circumstantial.
这是跟环境有关的。
And there's only a time.
那只是有时候。
There's only a season.
是有季节的。
But joy.
但是喜乐。
Is everlasting.
喜乐却是存到永永远远的。
It's very hard to describe joy.
要描述喜乐也许不容易。
Joy is a relationship with God.
而喜乐呢事实上是与神的一个关系。
I really find that there's not a lot of word can describe joy.
我实在很难找到比较合适的很多合适的话来描述喜乐。
It is like a young child in the hands, in the arms, in the bosom of a mother.
可以说是可以想象成是一个很年轻的孩子的在母亲的怀中。
You feel secure, you feel love.
因为你会感觉非常的安全，非常的得爱。
And that's joy.
这是喜乐。
Or another way we can look at life is like a journey through the desert.
那我们另外一个角度来看呢，可以说我们的生活、生命呢是经历旷野的一个经历。
And with the hot sunshine.
有炙热的阳光。
So many times in our life, you feel thirsty, you feel dry.
因为很多时候我们生命里面我们觉得非常干渴。
And when you find some water in the oasis, you're satisfied at that time.
你在沙漠绿洲里面碰到水的时候你就非常的满足。
But not too long after, you're thirsty again.
但是没有多久之后也许你又渴了。
But joy is like an inner spring of water flowing from within.
但是喜乐却是一个从里面涌流出来的水。
And you'll never thirst.
叫你永远就不渴了。
The world can only satisfy us for a time or for a season.
世上的事情只能叫我们一时或是一季能够快乐而已。
But when you accept Jesus as your Savior,
但是当你接受主耶稣基督做你的救主，
you will have joy.
你就会有喜乐。
Forever.
是永远的喜乐。
I hope by now you had a sense what we're trying to come across.
我希望到现在呢，你大概可以知道我们所要交通的是什么。
Eternity is so important for us to live in this lifetime.
因为我们活在今天这个世界里面，永远对我们是何等的重要。
Because by the time you are locked in the 6-foot box,
因为时间的关系，你好像被限制在你这个身高里面。
By the time you're locked in the coffin,
因为时间的关系，你会被关在棺木里面。
You're either hopeless or hopeful.
你不是毫无盼望呢，就是非常有盼望。
The decision is on us.
因为这个决定是在我们要做的。
They have done some interview with people who are at the last few days of their life.
有一些访谈呢，是访谈那些快要死的人。
They ask those people who are in their deathbed.
他们就问那些在病床上快要死的人
，Looking back in your life，
他说：“你们回顾你们这一生
，What would you do different？
你会做一些什么样不同样的事吗
？”The most common result is I'll spend more time with my family。
那大多数的回答都是说：“哦，我一定要花更多的时间和我家人在一起。
”The second common answer is I would work less。
那第二个次要的答案就是我会少工作一些。
The third common answer is don't miss out with opportunity.
那第三个回答呢比较更少的回答是说不要失去任何一个机会。
There's three most important choice in our life.
这三个其实就是我们生命里面一个非常重要的决定。
There's three important things we should remember in our life.
这三件事情都是我们在一生里面应该要学习增加的。这是我们需要寻找的。
Now, first I want to say that you cannot pick your parent.
我第一件事要说的就是你无法选择你自己的父母亲。
But there's three choices that you can pick.
但这里有三个选择是你可以选择的。
First is your friends.
第一个就是你可以选择谁是你的朋友。
Because your friends will guide you on the right path.
因为你的朋友会引导你在正确的道路上。
The second most important is your spouse.
第二件重要的事情就是你的配偶。
Because you'll be either happy or not happy.
因为你选配偶选错的话就会不高就会不快乐，但选对就会快乐。
But out of the three, the most important is eternity.
但是最后一个也是最重要的选择是永远。
It's a very straightforward choice.
这是非常直接的一个选择。
You live this life, one day it'll come to an end.
因为你活着这一生有一天会来到句点。
How will you spend eternity?
你要怎样过你永远呢？
There's a poem I'd like to read to you.
有一首诗呢我想要读给大家。
How many of you here understand Cantonese?
有多少人在这里听得懂广东话的？
Let me see your hand.
请你举个手。
Okay. Now, I don't know how this would became after translate to Mandarin.
我不知道这首诗翻译成中文会变成什么样子。
And then we'll try to translate into English also.
我们也要把这个广东诗先翻成英文。
So, here go.
这就是了。
Can you read?
Yes, Chinese.
This is a poem that there was a competition in Chinatown in San Francisco about 40 years ago.
这是40年前在旧金山中国城呢办的一个作诗比赛。
And it came number one.
这个是得到第一名。
Okay.
好。
So I'll go Cantonese, Mandarin, and then English. How's that?
Okay. 我们会用广东话讲一句，用中文讲一句，然后翻译成英文。
年行二十三，来到旧金山，拖住我阿山，餐馆去捧大餐。
第一句前面一句话是年行二十三，大概二十三岁的意思，来到旧金山，这个
拖住。
哦，拖帮扶住我，
拖住个太太叫做阿
山，哦，牵着我太太，
yeah.
哦，牵着我太太，
拖住我阿山，
嗯，牵着我，
读就可以了，
哦，拖住我阿山，哦，读就好 ，OK， 好 ，OK，
跟住，
嗯，餐馆去捧大餐
，At age 23 came to San Francisco。
我23岁的时候来到旧金山
，Holding hands with my wife, Asan, and go to restaurant as a waiter.
牵着我太太的手到餐厅里面吃大餐。
Okay. The next phrase.
下一句。
年行四十三，死挨又死悭，终于屋买翻间。Just read.
Okay. 年行四十三，挨又
死挨。
死挨又死坑终憨、哦、死挨又死憨终于屋买翻间。
So at age 43,
43岁的时候
work like a dog,
像工作像条狗
finally bought my house,
最后买了一间屋子。
OK. 年行五十三
年行五十三
挨大一二三
挨带一二三，
去如黄鹤不再返。
去如黄鹤不再返。
At age 53,
五十三岁的时候
，raise my three kids, 1, 2, 3.
我养大了三个孩子。
And they left without coming back.
他们就这样一去而不回来。
All right, next one. 年行六十三，失去我阿山。花园阁内吃两餐，终日孤单单。
年行六十三，失出我雅山。花园国内吃两餐，终日孤单单。
At age 63, lost my wife, and sharing my meals in Chinatown and being lonely by myself.
63岁的时候我妻子过世，我只在中国城里面吃两顿，然后每天都是孤孤单单的。
Why do I share this hymn with you? This poem with you?
我为什么和大家分享这个诗呢？
It is a reflection of our life.
因为这个诗好像反映我们的一生。
Without knowing Jesus as your savior.
因为你若不没有认识耶稣基督做你的救主，
Without Jesus took away your sin.
若没有靠着主耶稣把你的罪移去。
When we finish our life,
当我们一生结束的时候
,it will perish.
那我们就是灭亡了。
We will be eternity in hell.
我们会永永远远在地狱里面。
But if you accept Jesus as your savior,
但你若是接受主耶稣做你的救主
,you will have a beautiful life.
你会有一个美丽的人生。
Eternal life.
永远的人生。
Joy.
喜乐。
Peace.
平安。
Hope.
盼望。
And eternity.
和永远。
And at the very end, I want to just, there's a passage I'd like to give it to you.
最后呢我想要再给各位一段经文。
It's Matthew chapter 11.
是马太福音11章。
Verse 28.
28节。
Can we read this together?
我们可不可以把这节经文一起来读一遍
English first.
先读英文。
Come to me.
你有。
Chinese?
中文。 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
This is a promise from God.
这是神向着我们的应许。
Come to me.
来到我这里。
All you who are weary and laden.
凡是劳苦担重担的人。
And I will give you rest.
我会赐给你们安息。
This is like a check, like a promise that God has given you.
这是一个好像一本支票一样，是一个神给你的应许。
This is not an empty check, by the way.
当然，这不是一个空白的支票。
This is a loaded check.
这支票已经写好很大的数字。
It's a gift from God.
因为这是神给你的礼物。
If you come to Him,
如果你来到他那里
，all you are weary and heavy laden.
凡是劳苦担重担的人
，What is your challenge you're facing today?
你今天所面临的挑战是什么呢
？What is the issue in life you are facing today?
你今天在生命中所碰到的问题是什么呢
？Whether is your health?
是不是你的健康
？Your family?
是你的家人吗
？Your career?
是你的工作吗
？Or your outlook in life?
还是你外表？你在你的外长相
？I want to tell you something.
我想要告诉你一件事情。
There's nothing too small. God cannot overcome for you.
没有任何一个小事神不能为你克服的。
God promised that when you come to Him, and He will give you rest.
因为神应许你是，只要你来到他那里，他会给你安息。
And this rest will last to eternity.
而这个安息是能够存到永远的。
Now at the end, let's read John 3:16 together also.
我们也到最后也再来把约翰福音三章十六节一起来读一遍。
For God so loved the world
that He gave His one and only So whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. 中文，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So before we have a calling,
在我们呼召之前
，Let's sing hymn 620.
我们唱诗歌620。
We'll sing just verse one.
我们把第一节唱一遍。
We'll sing this twice.
我们把第一节唱两遍。
So the first time when we sing, we like to those who are already a believer in Jesus Christ.
我们第一遍要请那些已经信主的人唱。
We like you to sing to those who are still considering the eternity in Jesus.
我想让我们这些信主的对那些还在思考永生的人来唱。
And then for those who are hearing,
那在这里听到的
，I like you to just close your eye and hear that in your spirit.
在这边听其他人唱的话，我愿意你把眼睛闭起来，来听他们唱。
And then the second time we sing verse one, we like you to join in.
那当我们唱这第一节第二遍的时候呢，我愿意你一起来加入我们一起来唱。
And then if you'd like to accept Jesus as your Savior at that moment,
如果在那个时候你有感动要接受主耶稣基督做你的救主
Would I like to invite you to stand up?
我愿意你能够从你的座位上站起来
And also like to invite to ask the person who invites you here stand up with your friend.
我也要求说那位邀请你来的弟兄姐妹呢他那弟兄姐妹可以和你一起站起来
So this is the timeThe most important time in our life.
因为这实在是我们生命中一个最重要的时刻。
Will you consider eternity?
你是否想要永远
？Be in time.
要及时。
Let's listen to the melody once.
我们再听四旬姊妹弹一遍。
expensive one.
第一节，
飘渺人生何短暂，好似浮云现计算，等等幻梦你就忘，要几时日飞逝在宣言，转瞬就到死亡线，万箭吹在地狱间，要几时要几时要几时，当今世耶稣在呼唤，要几时，若在最终人留恋，只怕恩门要你关，白天呼救一台湾，要几时。
We sing the second time.
我们再唱一次。
For those who would like to accept Jesus as your Savior.
这时候如果你愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主的。
I'd like you to stand up.
我愿意你能够站起来。
And I will sing with you.
我会和你一起来唱。
We'll rejoice with you.
我和你一同欢喜。
Thanks for wondering.
起来。
渺渺人生何短暂，好似浮云现计算，看见幻梦久久晚，要几时，是非是在宣言，转瞬就到死亡间，再次逼在地狱脸，要几时，要几时，要几时，当今耶稣在呼唤，要几时，若在最终人留恋，只把恩门向你关，转瞬就可离开了，要几时。
Let us extend our calling one more time.
我想我们再把呼召再延长一下。
Because I think sometimes, in Chinese we get a little shy.
因为知道我们中国人好像会比较害羞一些。
So what we will do is, we will have a moment of, quiet.
我想我们一起在有一点安静的时间。
We'll all close our eyes with our head bowed.
我们都把眼睛闭起来，我们头低下。
And then, for those of you who like to,Make a decision, please raise your hand.
这时候如果你决定的话，请你举个手。
Be in time.
要及时。
Let us bow our head and close our eyes.
让我们一起低头闭眼睛。
If you feel the urge in your heart,
如果你在心中有这样的迫切感，
you still may have many questions.
也许你还有许多的问题。
The Bible said, whoever believe,
但圣经上说凡信他的。
I ask that you will raise your hand.
我请你能够举个手。
This will be a very important decision.
因为这是非常的重要的一个决定。
It is eternal life or eternal death.
因为这是决定是永远的生命或是永远的死亡。
I'd like to ask one last time.
我想要再最后问一次。
Let us pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we praise your name.
我们在天上的父，我们赞美你的名。
Because there is no other name in heaven and earth, by the name of Jesus, we can be saved.
因为在天上地下没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
And we thank you that you have given us this good news.
我们感谢你将这福音赐给我们。
And you have given us eternity.
你已经把永远赐给我们。
And praise that the seed of the gospel will plant it in the heart in every heart.
我们祷告这福音的种子能够栽在每一个人心里面。
We ask that the Holy Spirit will continue to water this seed and one day it will grow.
我们祷告圣灵会继续来浇灌这个种子，好叫有一天它能够成长。
We know that when we hear your word,
我们知道当我们听见你的话，
your word will not go in vain.
你的话绝不突然返回。
We pray that one day they will mature.
我们祷告有一天会成熟。
We rejoice in your name.
我们靠着人民欢喜。
Once again, we thank you for Jesus dying on the cross for us.
我们再一次感谢主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍命。
We thank you for the friends that came this morning.
我们感谢今天早晨来到聚会当中的朋友们。
We ask that you keep their hearts open.
我们祷告你实在使他们的心继续是敞开的。
Ask that you will continue to stir their spirits.
让你继续来浇灌他们的灵。
To consider eternity.
来向他们思想永远的问题。
And be in time.
要及时。
Once again, we lift up your name to the highest.
再一次我们高举你的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.